Hello again, and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for August 2019. We'll start this month, as always, with the Moon. In August, we have a new Moon on the 1st, and the full Moon on the 15th, which, as we'll see later, is not good news for the meteor spotters. August again provides an opportunity to view most of the planets at one time or another during the night. Mercury is visible just before sunrise at 5 a.m. during the middle of the month, low down in the east-northeast in the constellation Cancer the Crab. Venus is still an evening object this month, best seen very low in the west in Virgo, immediately after sunset at the beginning of the month. Now Mars is really too close to the Sun to be able to see it. However, Jupiter is still visible this month around 9 p.m. in the southwest in Ophiuchus the Serpent Bearer. Check out the four Galilean moons and the surface stripes. Saturn is perhaps the best object to observe this month, around 10 p.m. It is well placed in the south, in the constellation of Sagittarius, just to the left of Jupiter. Look out for the rings. As I mentioned last month, if you're a little more confident in finding planets, Neptune and Uranus may be found in the constellations of Aquarius, to the south, and Aries, also to the east. The best time is to look in the hours after midnight at the end of the month. August is the last chance for noctilucent cloud viewing, and the season comes to a close towards the end of this month. And now the meteor showers of the month. One of the most exciting, and perhaps the best of the year, is the Perseids, which runs from 17th of July to the 24th of August, but are at their best on the nights of the 11th and 12th of August, from around 1 o'clock in the morning until dawn. Meteors occur when the Earth's orbit takes it through a patch of debris left over from passing comets. This debris mainly consists of small particles about the size of a grain of sand. When the Earth crashes through this debris field, the particles enter the Earth's atmosphere incredibly fast and burn up due to friction. We see these as bright streaks against the dark background of the night sky. And you can also see a meteor or two at any night of the year, and these are called sporadic meteors. However, when the Earth passes through one of these debris fields, the results can be spectacular, as is the case with the Perseids this month and the Geminids in December. All the meteors associated with these particular showers appear to come from a single point in the sky called the radiant, and the position of this radiant gives the name of the particular shower. So this month the radiant of the Perseids is in Perseus. The number of meteors that we can expect to see is given by the term ZHR, or zenithal hourly rate. And this is the number of meteors we would expect to see under ideal conditions if the radiant was directly overhead. The ZHR is expected to be around 100 meteors per hour, but don't expect to see this many from the UK. Probably expect around 40 to 60 per hour. However, the Moon will be irritatingly bright over the maximum period. The other shower is much less spectacular in terms of numbers of meteors, but it can come up with some really bright fireballs, and this is the Cygnids, at their best on the 17th, and the radiant in Cygnus, the Swan. On to the constellations for August. We still have, of course, the summer set of constellations, with Cygnus and Cassiopeia being virtually overhead, and another chance to look out for the asterisms I talked about last month, including the Northern Cross, Summer Triangle, House, Great Square of Pegasus, the Steering Wheel, the Circlet, and the Keystone. Again, check in a star atlas, either online or in a book or magazine, to identify these and where to find them. However, I've been asked about the whereabouts of the Steering Wheel and Circlet, and these may both be found between Pisces and Aquarius. If you have a telescope, now is a good opportunity to look at the Andromeda Galaxy, which is one of our nearest neighbouring galaxies. It can be found between the Great Square of Pegasus and the constellation Cassiopeia. If you can find this okay, there are quite a few other objects of interest you might be able to find, including galaxies, nebulae and star clusters. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas on what to look out for this month. There's plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines or in an astronomy book or sky map to see what else is out there and where to look for it. Another useful tool is, as always, the planisphere, which you can use to find out exactly what is overhead at any time and date of the year. That's all for this month, but listen out next month for September's highlights. Bye for now.